Boswell Media Sports.
Good evening and welcome to John R. Gray Gymnasium as Elite Academy Lady Rebel Road Show is here in Brookhaven as it's Elite Rebel basketball tonight taking on a very talented team in Brookhaven. We have got a packed gymnasium, a raucous gymnasium. And as we get ready to start tonight, we might just be moments away from an invocation and national anthem, so we might have to just step away at a moment's notice. But this is an exciting matchup, a great bounce-back opportunity after Leak Academy's Lady Rebels get bounced and upset in the North State bracket, and they fall to the 2 seed out of the North. They're on the road tonight getting a true road game in a state tournament. That's a tough draw. And the student section is here in full throat. They will not sit down the entire game. You've got the, they've got some of the students that have like a Sports Center on location crowd set up as well. And actually, they're going right into the starting lineup tonight. So we will do the same as well. Time now for our Baptist Medical Center of Leak starting lineup. So we'll take a look at Coach Amanda Hatch, the 8th-year coach of Leak Academy. For Lady Rebels, looking for their 32nd win, beginning a journey here this week in an attempt to capture their 22nd state championship in ladies basketball. They will start one of only 8 players to ever hit the 2,000-point plateau in Miriam Prince, the 5'8 junior. Joining her in the backcourt will be Morgan Freeney, the 5'9 junior, the sharpshooter from three-point range. She'll need to hit a couple early to quiet this crowd. Emery Warren, Miss Energy. She is all-out effort all over the floor. The 5'8 junior will be joined by Alan K. Wilcox, the 5'7 junior. And then rounding out the starting five will be Katie Jones, the 5'10 sophomore. Prince, Freeney, Warren, Wilcox, and Jones for the Leaf Lady Rebels. And then for Coach Ron Kessler and this Brookhaven Academy program, a very proud program in their own right. They've captured 13 championships, 3 overall championships. They will look to the senior Bailey Goodson tonight in the starting lineup, the senior Madison Moak, the senior Ann Brantley Warren, Abby Grace Robinson, the senior, and Lily Gates, the junior. So the difference is that this is an up-and-coming Lady Rebels team with a lot of juniors, no seniors in this starting lineup, 4 seniors in the starting lineup at Brookhaven that do not want tonight to be their final game on the checkered floor here tonight of Brookhaven Academy. So this crowd that was so loud in the last game, nervous energy, as it'll be Katie Jones, the 5'10 sophomore in the road navy blue with the white lettering and numerals trimmed in red, going up against the road white and royal blue of Brookhaven, and the tap is controlled by Lily Gates, and Gates going to work the basketball against tight man pressure as Freeney guards the basketball. Geeing up Robinson, a handoff, smoke, a whistle, and a step on the sidelines right in front of Coach Amanda Hatch. That was Miriam Prince applying the pressure, and so Lee triggers the inbound, and here comes Prince, you know, walking across the timeline to center court. So 4 8-minute quarters tonight here from Brookhaven. There you hear the crowd. You're going to hear them all night long. And Leak Academy is lying in front of that raucous student section. Dribble drive, working against a sagging zone, kind of a matchup zone. Pass goes up top of the key, Wilcox. Left side to Prince. Prince right-hand dribble drive, gets to the lane, pushes up an 8-footer, off the rim, no good. Shines for the rebound, Robinson. She'll rip it down and get the outlet to Ann Brantley Warren. Warren into the front court, and met there again by full court pressure. Swings the pass right side, high-low action, dump down low, catching and shooting over a double team is Lily Gates, and Gates has got her first 2, and that opens up the scoring tonight. So Gates has got the first bucket. And a minute 2 into this opening quarter, Brookhaven has the 2-0 lead. Here's Freeney, top of the bubble. Left side it goes Prince. Prince back on the catch. The shot up good. The lefty pours it in. Emery Warren knocks in her first bucket of our performance therapy first quarter as we're off to the races here in Brookhaven. 2-2 our score. 6.5 to go here in quarter number 1. As Goodson has it right wing for Brookhaven Academy for the Cougars. Pass top of the key. Here's Moak on the catch. Left wing dribble drive by Warren. Into the lane. Kicks it inside out for a 3-ball look. Short off the iron. Missed by Goodson. Rebound by Lee. Dribbling out of there is Prince. Here she comes. sprints now with numbers, 4-on-2, kicks it right wing, shot fake, stepping into a 3 right side, just short, missed by Freeney. She got a good look. And a whistle, and it's out of bounds off of Brookhaven on the baseline. It'll be Miriam Prince to inbound. So a lot of wrapping on the right shoulder of Morgan Freeney again tonight, that kinetic shape. But not 100%. Here's a catch and a wide open three missed by Jones. But wide open the rebound inside. Easy lay-in by Emery Warren. So Warren on a mini 4-0 run all by herself. And Leak Academy has the 4-2 lead. Full court pressure for the first time tonight for the Lady Rebels. Brookhaven breaks it and a double dribble in the process. Bailey Goodson had a 3-on-2. She was at the left free throw line extended. And she wanted to stop and feed. Leak sagged off and made her take an extra dribble, a double dribble, and a turnover. And so after the early bucket and an early stop, it's been a 4-0 run for Leak. Here's Prince, the hesitation, kicks into the corner, wide open three. That one rattles, it goes, kaboom! A three for Alan K. Wilcox. It's a 7-0 run for the Leak Academy Lady Rebels here, almost 3 minutes into the opening quarter. A whistle and a hand check is going to be called in the backcourt on Katie Jones. So Jones picks up her first, and that's going to be the first on Leak Academy, and she's hearing it from his home crowd of Brookhaven. Brookhaven going to inbound from the far sidelines and work again from right to left on your radio. Here's the junior Gates, guarded outside by Jones. Here is Gates going back over to Goodson. Turning, spinning, a triple team inside, up and under, rounded in. It's really Gates, the junior. It's a tough, tough shot. Crowd wanted to travel, didn't get it. And here's Miriam Prince back the other way for Lee. Left to right cross, over to Lissel, and a foul. A push is going to be called on Ann Bailey Warren. The senior picks up her first, and that is the first on Brookhaven Academy. 4:55 to go in tonight's opening quarter. It was a 2-0 lead early for Brookhaven and a 7-0 run by Lee. And right now, Leak has a 3-point lead, 7-4. Here's Prince on the catch, right wing. Beat up there by Warren. A whistle and an offensive foul. They're going to call an illegal screen on Leak. And that foul went on Wilcox. Alan K. Wilcox picked up her first. That's a couple of quick ones on Leak. Here comes Brookhaven. They break the pressure momentarily. It's a deflection that leads to a steal by Jones. And it goes Freeney. Freeney on the right wing. Crosses over. Centers it. Finds it trailing Wilcox, who put it on the floor. Her pass deflected. Slacked into the backcourt. Foot race forward all the way to the opposite baseline. Saved in by the Cougars. But going to get his Emery Warren back into the hands of Prince. And Leak avoids disaster. 4:26 to go first quarter. 7-4 lead. Leak. Step back jumper on the way. Trying to banker. It didn't hit the rim. And the rebound dug out of there by Gates. Here comes Brookhaven trying to cut it to one or tie it with a three. Hesitation. Gates backing her way in, turning, spinning, shot up, no, but she draws the foul, and Leak will put Lily Gates, the talented junior post player, on the line, and Katie Jones, the talented 5'10 sophomore, just whistled for her second personal foul. So a couple of fouls here on Katie Jones, and that's a big one early for Coach Amanda Hatch's ball club. As the free throw is up, and it rattles in for Lily Gates. So Gates has got all 5 points in the early going for Brookhaven Academy. And so, as expected, Jones out. And coming into the ballgame is going to be Marley Myers, the 5'11 freshman. Gates' second free throw is up, and that one's good. 2-4. 6 points for Gates. Leak clings to a 1-point lead with 4:08 to go in tonight's opening quarter. Very high energy, very well-played basketball game by these two teams trying to feel one another out here in the early going. Here's the pass to the elbow, a whistle, and a foul is called on the floor away from the basketball. It's going to go on the senior, Madison Moak, for Coach Ron Kessler's Cougars. And so that will put Leak Academy from the baseline to inbound. Each team now with a couple of personals. And to inbound from the baseline right underneath the Lady Rebels bucket will be Prince. Prince fires in a pass. The catch, the wide open jumper, 10-footer good. Emery Warren puts it in. She's got 6 in her own right. So Gates with 6 for the Cougars. Warren with 6 for the Lady Rebels. As those two each tied for a game high in points. Here's Bailey Goodson of basketball. 9-6 lead, League Academy, 3:37 to go in tonight's opening quarter. In between the rings, it's Madison Moak. Pass left wing to Moak. Out of the left elbow, Robinson. Good ball movement against man's defensive pressure. Back to the wing, and now back out high to Warren. Lee, being patient, lob inside, poked away from behind. Good defense. Sneaking in that time was Emory Warren to get it out of the hand of Lily Gates. You can't let the junior even catch down there because we've seen her already score over a triple team. With 3:18 to go here in this opening quarter, it's going to be Ann Brantley Warren to inbound for the baseline left. Warren lobs it up. Gates catches, muscling her way in, turning left shoulder, puts it up. Contact, no whistle. Lee did a good job to wall up and not slap or reach. And a rebound into the hands of Prince. Prince crossing over, kicking, extra pass, three on the way. Good! Emory Warren buries the three. She's already almost in double figures. She's got nine. And this Lee Academy crowd is going crazy here in Brookhaven at the John R. Gray Gymnasium. A three from the left wing. The answer, no, but a whistle and a loose ball foul inside of the rebound attempt. Let's see who this foul's going to go on. It's going to go on this Emory Warren. She'll pick up the first, and that's the first, or rather third, against Leak Academy. So 2:51 to go here in tonight's opening quarter of play. Leak Academy enjoying their largest lead of the ball game at 6-12-6. Pass in the gate. She catches, misses a bunny from 5 feet out, right in front of the rim, and the loose ball was slapped out of bounds on the baseline. It went off either Prince or Warren that time for the Lady Rebels. The Lady Rebels still trying to match up in man. Pass comes in, a catch and a three on the left wing, no good by Emily Claire Felder, the senior who just checked in, the sixth player off the bench. And Lee grabbed the rebound, and they're off the other way to the races. Here's Prince between his circles. Hesitation dribble. Driving left of the key. Spins back with the left hand. Pulls between the legs of the crossover. Back right to left. Feeds it over. Wide open. Layup missed. The next shot no good by Marley Myers. She had a good look, but she's just sucked in. Maybe a little nervous here in her first moments of the ballgame. 2:18 to go first quarter. Still a 6-point lead. 12-6 for Lee. Here's Ann Brantley Warren. Pass inside. And the shot is up and good. Good look for Goodson. Goodson puts it in, her first two. The first player not named, Lily Gates, to score for Brookhaven Academy's Cougars. Here's the crossover. Prince backing it out to the left elbow, working. Like a crossover, drive the lane. First shot blocked by Gates. Picked up by Myers. Leak retains possession. Good job that time. Here's another three ball on the way. Good again. Up and in by Miss Emily Warren. That's the third three of the quarter. That's a dozen points for Warren here in quarter number one. The leader for the 9, and a whistle and a foul is called. And this foul is going to go on Madison Moak as Lee jumped into their full court press. Madison Moak whistled for the foul off a steal, and the shot attempt was up by Morgan Freeney, and Freeney goes to the line to shoot two. Free throw number one is up and no good off the front iron. And a fast start, three threes. A three by Wilcox, two by Warren, and even dozen by Emory Warren, the 5'8 junior, in his opening quarter. And his second free throw is good as well. And Leak has the 16-8 lead. Here comes Brookhaven with Felder in the front court. Driving, shot up, short, no good. Rebound Warren. Here comes Leak. Clears the pass to Prince. Prince into the front court. Ahead to Freeney near the corner. Myers posted up. They don't get it to her. Instead, going to Warren the hot hand. Lob inside. Myers the catch. Shoots over. Double team misses. Gets her own rebound. Turns left shoulder. Now puts it on the floor. Puts it up. No good. Had it blocked. Got a whistle. And let's see if a foul's going to be called. Ooh, they're going to call a loose ball foul. Or are they? No. They are. The officials pointed the wrong way. Foul was on Lily Gates, her first. And that's the fifth foul against Brookhaven Academy. So with a minute 11 to go here in quarter number one, it's a 16-8 advantage in favor of Leak Academy. And it will be to inbound Miriam Prince, one of the all-timers in this Lady Rebel program. Pass comes into Warren. Warren again with a couple of threes and an even dozen points to match the number on her navy blue jersey tonight. Here's Prince right wing. Little jab step with the right foot. Wanting to size up Warren. Now puts it on full to left hand. Backs it up between the circles. With 55 ticks to go in quarter number one. Warren on a bounce up high. Catch by Freeney. Back to Prince. Looking back door. Catch by Warren. Shot everything. Shot it over everything, I should say. Missed the rim. She caught it. Had a defender flying in her face. Put a little too much juice behind it. And missed it from short range. Here's the pass up high. Goes into Gates. Gates working. That's into Gates, the junior. And a whistle and a foul as she put it on the floor, driving left towards the rim. And off balance draws the foul. Foul is going to be on Marley Myers, and Myers picks up her first, and that's the fourth against Leak Academy. 34.2 seconds to go here in this first quarter, and the free throw is up and good by Emma Gates. So Gates has got her first point of the night. Second free throw is up and no good. They'd only want to do it. Crashing in for the rebound was Grace Maxey, the 5'9 junior. Here's the drive, the kick to the corner. Shot fake, step to the left, three on the way. Morgan Grady carries the triple. Fourth of the opening quarter, 19-9, Leak on top by 10. Here comes Brookhaven, pushing, stopping, leaning, shot, no. Rebound loose, picked up by Lily Gates. She got popped in the face, and the officials didn't see it. Leak got away with one. Here comes Prince. Here's the catch, the three. Good at the buzzer. A dagger by Grace Maxey. Five threes in the opening quarter, and Luke Academy has a 22-9 lead at the end of quarter number one. We'll take a break back in a minute. You're listening to Leak Lady Rebel Basketball on Boswell Media Sports.
It's all about dedication. Electric Co-op line workers are trained to deal with any power emergency, but there's one thing they cannot be taught. Dedication. Dedication to duty is a quality line workers are born with. And that's why you'll see them in a driving rainstorm, repairing downed power lines. That's why your power is restored in the middle of the night. Dedication to know your family is safe regardless of the weather. Central Electric Power Association, serving you since 1937, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
State championship number 21.
Junction and Prince Oil, the fuel of champions. As you travel to the game, shop and fuel up with those who share your passion for community and Leak Academy Rebel basketball.
Nothing but net, Junction 3.
For over 60 years, Junction and Prince Oil has been fueling Central Mississippi and champions like the Leak Academy Rebels. Drive like a champion with locations in Carth, Philadelphia, Oxford, Newton, Scuba, Ridgeland, Louisville, and Union. Put some Junction in your next function with their catering, too.
Nothing but net, Junction 3.
Junction and Prince Oil, the fuel of champions.
Boswell Media Sports.
Well, it was a handful, making five Junction Prince Oil threes in that opening quarter from four different players. Freeney with one, Warren with one, or rather with two, Wilcox with one, and Maxey with one. And Leak a 22-9 lead to start quarter number two here in Brookhaven against the homestanding Cougars. And nearly another three launched by Freeney, driving inside, feeding it down low. Jones. Jones doubles in, and then couldn't get rid of it without throwing it away. And Brantley Warren gets the steal. But how about that performance therapy opening quarter? A 13-point lead after Brookhaven struck first, a 22-7 run in the quarter. But in fact, it was a 15-5 run in that opening quarter as well. Here is Ann Bailey Warren working the dribble off the high ball screen. Attacking to the short corner right of the key. Got her dribble poked away from behind. Good hands by Grace Maxey. You've got Maxey on the floor, Prince on the floor, Freeney on the floor, Jones, and also Emery Warren. Katie Jones back into the ball game playing with two fouls. Pass comes in, catch by Robinson, right wing. Robinson goes to the high post, Emma Gates. Gates, a left-hand dribble drive. Kicks to the left side at three on the way. Back iron missed by Goodson. Rebound, Emery Warren. And Leak Academy Lady Rebels have the basketball. We're in our Carthage Veterinary Clinic, second quarter. And with 6:47 to go here in the first half, just one foul to get here in this first half remaining for Brookhaven. Two for Leak. Here's a catch and a three. Left side, Terry. Another Junction Prince Oil three, this time by Grace Maxey, her second triple. Pass inside, catch down low, good positioning. Abby Grace Robinson gets the lay-in, and it trims that Leak lead back to 14. Very briefly, a 16-point advantage. Pass comes into the right corner. Here's Freeney. White so it's crossover down the lane. Bounce inside. Jones wide open. Made the catch and threw the foul. And the foul is going to go on Emily Claire Felder, the senior. It's going to be the sixth against Brookhaven Academy. It was 6:14 to go here in tonight's first half. We'll see Katie Jones to the line, the 5'10 sophomore. Picked up a couple of early fouls, has yet to put a point on the board until now. She rattles in that first free throw. Greek Academy now 2-for-3, 67% to start the ball game from the free throw line. Checking back in now is going to be Alan K. Wilcox. Getting her first breather is going to be Morgan Freeney, the 5'9 junior sharpshooter. Katie Jones, basketball back in her hand, spins it, lets it fly. And it missed, hit the top, and fell back in. How about that? Hit the top of the backboard, did not hit the support, and fell back through. So you can miss it and make it in the same shot, just like Katie Jones did. 27-11 lead for Leak Academy. That lead matches their largest of the night of 16. 2 minutes gone by here in the second quarter. Now 5:58 to go first half. Driving, double clutching, missing, getting on a rebound, putting it up, and finally drawing the foul. It's Lily Gates. Proud again, wanted to travel. They might have had a point there. There was a lot of sliding and doing all of that through double coverage. And the foul, though, on Katie Jones is a tough pill to swallow. Katie just whistled for her third personal foul. So that means Meyer's going to be coming back into the ballgame. Free throw rims in for Lily Gates. So Gates has started this ballgame 3-for-3 from the charity stripe. Marley Myers, a 5'11 freshman, is in. And so Gates looking for her eighth point of the night right here. Free throw is up and good. So Gates makes them both. 27-13, all Leak Academy early on tonight here at the Ruckus John R. Gray Gymnasium on the campus of Brookhaven Academy. An electric atmosphere worthy of a state tournament. Here's Myers over to an extra pass for a 4-3 out of the corner. Oh, good. A great hustle play by Wilcox. Oh, goodness. She was looking for Maxie, threw it away, hit it the other way. Maxie forced a foul. It was a run-out opportunity off the Madison Moke steal. Great hustle that time by Wilcox, who was trying to poke it ahead to Maxie to the top of the key and instead led to a Moke steal and a run-out and a foul on Grace Maxie, her first. And that's the fifth against the Lady Rebels. Free throw is up and good. High arching free throw goes down for the senior who's playing with two fouls. And she'll get another one right here. So much energy in this building. It has gotten toasty warm here on the inside of the John R. Gray Gymnasium. Second free throw misses, but an offensive rebound put up and missed by Gates, but she draws another foul. And that's going to be on Wilcox. And so Alan K. Wilcox picks up her second personal foul. That's going to put Lily Gates back at the free throw line where she has had the hot hand. Nobody put a body on her to box her out that time. Free throw is up and good. Make it a 5-for-5 start from the free throw line for Gates. She's got 9 of Brookhaven's 15 points. Second free throw. That one rims out. Her first miss of the night. The rebound by Myers. Clears quickly to Prince. The pass left side. The three. Ferry. Another Junction Prince Oil triple. We know about the fuel of champions. The threes might be fueling future champions for a 22nd time at Leak Academy this year. If they keep shooting it like that, Brookhaven comes back up the floor, answers quickly with a Abby Grace Robinson lay-in, but the lead is still at 13 at 30-17. Already 7 made threes in his first half. Here's the pass to the corner. The three air ball this time missed by Morgan Freeney. It's out of bounds. Last touch by Leak Academy. Well, this is been a Leak Academy team. They breeze through the quarters in the semis of North 5A. As they doubled up Starkville, 76-38, crushed Bio, 61-22. Here's the pass inside again. Gates going to work, turning left shoulder for the right block and getting a lay-in. And that trims that Leaf lead back to 11. It's 30-19. But with 4:23 to go first half, here in this Carthage Veterinary Clinic second quarter, posting up and getting it. Left wing is Prince, dancing with the dribble. Head fake, driving, kicking, right side, three on the way. No good, air ball by Warren. And the loose ball is out of bounds off of Wilcox. That stunner was that 57-49 loss to Pillow in the North 5A championship. They trailed 21-9 to Pillow at the end of the first quarter. So this is the bounce-back game. You're getting a very focused Leaf team tonight. Dump down low. Catching a lay-in inside by Lily Gates, lobbing it over the top of the double team. Her fourth field goal, she's got 13 points. That Leaf lead has been trimmed down to 9 from a high of 16. Leaf right now at the moment has no answer for the junior post in Lily Gates. She's got, again, 13 of her team's 21 points. Almost two-thirds of her team points, and that's gotten the student section back in it. Pass inside Myers. Myers muscling her way in. Misses the lay-in, but a loose ball foul. Over the back is going to be called on Lily Gates. Or will they call it on Robinson? They do call it on Gates. That's on second. That's the second on Gates. Remember, Katie Jones already with three. Wilcox with a couple of fouls. And it's Miriam Prince to inbound for the baseline right underneath the lead bucket. Pass looking for Freeney. Slapped away. Quick hands by the senior Bailey Goodson for the Cougars. You want to stay with us for our Byers Furniture halftime report. We'll get you a recap of the first half and run down the scoring. I'll let you know who awaits the winner of this game later this week in this 5A girls state championship bracket. Here's Prince going to work. Driving, cut off, right elbow, back down the dribble with the right hand. Swings it left side, Wilcox. She'll fire up a three and miss that one. That is three. Badly missed threes in a row. Three in a row that have not hit the rim. Leak has gone cold. Here's a three on the other end. Trying to bank it home. No good. Good box out by Katie Jones. She was able to keep Lily Gates on her backside. Here's a crossover right to left down the lane. Leaning in, left-hand scoop shot. No good off the window. Rebound, save, kick out, Freeney three. That one breaks badly. Rebound, layup. No good, it missed. And Leaf can't buy one right now. Unreal. Four threes in a row by Leaf that have not hit the rim after they made seven to start this game. Insane. Here's the drive, the lob, catch, layup. No. A good defense and another good box out. Emory Warren in a timeout for an exasperated Amanda Hatch, the eighth-year coach of the Lady Rebels. She wants to talk about a timeout on the floor. 2:16 to go here in tonight's first half. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Boswell Media Sports.
The COVID-19 pandemic has had a major effect on our lives. Many of us are facing challenges that can be stressful and overwhelming. With stress, you may experience feelings of fear, anger, sadness, worry, numbness, and frustration. Changes in appetite, energy, desires, and interest. Difficulty concentrating, making decisions, and sleeping. Experience headaches, body pains, stomach problems, and skin rashes. Stress worsens chronic health problems and mental health conditions. To better cope with stress, take care of your body by eating healthy, well-balanced meals. Exercising daily, getting plenty of sleep, continue routine preventive measures such as vaccinations and health screenings recommended by your health care provider. Make time to unwind and connect with others. Baptist League, making your health care our number one priority.
Boswell Media Sports.
33-4 Brookhaven, 31-3 Leak Lady Rebels. Both of these teams meeting well earlier than expected. Brookhaven upset as the South 5A number one seed in the semis, 26-23 to Central Hines. But then the pile was upset by Bowling Green in their semis. So it's been a topsy-turvy bracket. And here is with the dribble, spinning, kicking, Freeney, right side, can't get off a three. Drives the lane, turned away. Under 2 minutes to go here in this opening half, and that lead that was at 16 is now 9. Leak 30, Brookhaven 21. Here's the drive, baseline, scooping layup, hits, rebound inside by Lily Gates. With the dribble, left wing, it is Warren. Lob inside, catch Gates, turning, missing. Lily Gates misses over the double team. Trying to watch her facial expressions to see if she thought she got fouled, but apparently not. Good defense by Leak. Here is Prince. Basketball, hesitation, now driving, kicking right side, little head fake. Freeney needs to dribble a lot. She's calling for a teammate to come out and get it. Here is Prince now, who does. Force the dribble between the circles. Under a minute to go here in this first half. Here's Prince. Deep left wing, guarded there by Warren. Leak wants to be patient. They'd love to hit a big bucket and take a double-digit lead into the locker room. Here's Prince, right to left crossover. Now spins. Kicking up top, Wilcox. Extra pass, Freeney. Now Prince gets it back. 46 to go here in this opening half of play. And Leak very well might play for the final shot of the first half now. In the waning moments of the Carthage Veterinary Clinic second quarter. But there's a great backdoor cut. Myers flipping it on a bounce between two defenders. Cutting out of the left corner was Wilcox. Driving in to lay it home. That's five now for Wilcox. And that's just what the doctor ordered. Back on the other end, lob down low, catch by Gates. She scores again from left of the rim, and Gates has got 15. 8 seconds left, 32-23 Leak on top. Pass right side on the dribble handoff. It goes now to Prince. Prince step back three on the way at the buzzer, no good. It's still a very good first half. Two state championship contenders duke it out for 16 minutes, and at the end of the first half, it is a 32-23 lead in favor of your Leak Academy Lady Rebels, looking for their 32nd win of the season on the road in the home gymnasium of a 33-win Brookhaven team. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll begin our Buyers Furniture Halftime Show right after this. You're listening to Boswell Media Sports.
So, TNK Farms Trucking and Land Services is right here in central Mississippi. Custom work is their specialty. Home sites and driveways, land clearing, pond and road building, forestry mowing. TNK Farms Trucking and Land Services also sells gravel, stone, field dirt, and sand. Credit cards are accepted for all services. Like them on Facebook. TNK Farms Trucking and Land Services, just off Highway 25 and 1128 Liberty Road, Louisville, 662-803-4332.
What can you expect from Moore's Pharmacy when you choose them? How about all of this? Free medicine flavoring. No more yucky medicines.
Ew!
Or the shortest wait times ever. Moore's Pharmacy definitely has the best prices and two lanes to serve you better in their drive-thru area. Moore's Pharmacy features prescription transfers that are fast and easy and can fill all your scripts at the same time with their MedSync program. Nobody likes to be on hold, especially when you're already not feeling well, which is why at Moore's Pharmacy, they always speak to you directly without those recorded answering services. Family owned and operated. Moore's Pharmacy in Carthage, Walnut Grove, Sebastopol, and Lena.
Boswell Media Sports.
Leak Academy musters only 10 points in that second quarter. A couple of threes by Grace Maxey were the real highlight of that second quarter. And so Leak Academy saw a 13-point lead at the end of one, where the Lady Rebels led a 22-9 balloon to as many as 16 on an early Grace Maxey three in that second quarter. But then Lily Gates gets going. She has 9 of her game-high 15 in that second quarter. And it was a very solid outing. In fact, Leak Academy outscored 14-10 in quarter number two. You were inside our Buyers Furniture Halftime Show. And the numbers on the Junction Prince Oil three-ball counter in that first half, 7 threes in that first half. 4 different players hit a three in that first half. A couple had it multiple threes. Grace Maxey hit 3. Emery Warren knocked in a couple. Alan K. Wilcox and Morgan Freeney each with a 3 in that first half. It was Brookhaven who got outscored early on a Lily Gates bucket to take a 2-0 lead. A 7-0 run answered right back Burleigh Academy. And then a flurry of shots, including a first quarter buzzer beater by Leake Academy, had them out 22-9 again at the end of one. They lead it here at the half again 32-23. We'll take a break and we continue with our Buyers Furniture halftime show coverage. We'll take a look at some of the stats of the first half and continue to kind of look at what could happen in this second 16 minutes that's going to send one team home devastated, because these were two teams that fully expected a week or two ago to be playing on this floor for the state final. Instead, it's happening in the quarterfinals, and it's got all the energy and excitement of a state championship game, as you would expect. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Lady Rebel Basketball of Leake Academy here on Boswell Media Sports.
If you're looking for a trusted veterinarian, check out Central Mississippi Animal Clinic, a full-service animal hospital that provides emergency services as well as routine medical, surgical, dental, and grooming. Central Mississippi Animal Clinic will give your pets the care they deserve. Central Mississippi Animal Clinic, 900 Highway 35 South, Carthage, 601-267-4573, or on the web at cmacvets.com.
What's stopping you from shopping local?
It's hard to tell what's actually local and what's just called local.
At Piggly Wiggly in Carthage, local means right here in Carthage.
Here at Piggly Wiggly, local and freshness are two very important words. Freshness means a lot in your kitchen, and local means a lot to our community.
Supporting local because we are local. Piggly Wiggly, with a convenient location just off Highway 16 in the heart of Carthage.
Shop local from your friends at Piggly Wiggly in Carthage.
Boswell Media Sports.
We're back inside our Buyers Furniture halftime show, catching our breath from a very entertaining, exciting first half of basketball. Your Lady Rebels of Leake Academy, a 32-23 lead here at intermission. Let's take a look at some of the numbers of the first half. We'll look at some of the foul concerns for both teams. We'll also look at some of the scoring for both teams. We'll start with 33-4 Brookhaven. Lon Kessler's ball club looking for their 14th overall state championship they've had. They also have three overall titles in their program's history. Led by Lily Gates, a game-high 15 points. She knocked in five field goals. She also went 5-for-6 from the free throw line, making her first five free throws to start the game. She had nine of her game-high 15 in that second quarter, where Brookhaven was able to erase and really trim down almost half that lead. They trailed by as many as 16 in that first half, and they trailed by nine here at the break. So Gates with 15, Abby Grace Robinson with four, Madison Moak, one of two from the free throw line, 1 point, Bailey Goodson with a bucket in that first half as well. Clearly, the game plan is working, and it is to go through Lily Gates. Lily Gates and Madison Moak each with a couple of fouls in that first half. For the Leake Lady Rebels, Coach Hatch's ball club got nine quick points from Grace Maxey. She knocked in three threes. It was a couple of points for Katie Jones. She's got major foul troubles for the sophomore. She had three fouls in that first half. She got two fouls early in the first quarter. Coach Hatch tried to bring her back in. She picked up her third quickly. She's on the bench. You might not see her come out to start the second half either. If she does pick up that fourth, you might not see her until maybe the midway point of the fourth quarter. Wilcox had 5 points. Emery Warren, dynamite in that first quarter. She cooled in the second quarter, but she had all 12 of her points in that first quarter. Morgan Freeney also with 4 points in that first half. Shockingly, Miriam Prince, the facilitator tonight, after 27 points in the loss to Pilla, she has come out and gotten everybody else going, and she's yet to really, really assert herself offensively. But again, just an exciting first half to be a Lady Rebel fan. We've got Piggly Wiggly third quarter action coming up in just a couple of minutes. Before we step out of this Buyers Furniture halftime show, let's take a look just briefly at a couple of news and notes from around the bracket. It was Bio Academy boys getting a big-time upset in a game that just went final about 15 minutes before airtime here tonight in Brookhaven. Bio, the North number four, upsets the South number one. Correction. The North number four, Bio, upsetting the South number one, Madison St. Joseph. Yes, that was the upset on the boys' side. Then on the girls' side, it was the South number one in Central Hines. They knocked off Bio Academy, the North number four in the girls' bracket. So Central Hines, the South number one, awaiting the winner of Leake Academy and Brookhaven Academy. We'll take a break, be back after the more words from our sponsors, and make sure you do pay attention and make sure you support all the wonderful businesses that make Leak Academy Athletics happen here on Boswell Media Sports. Back after this, our halftime score, 32-23, Leak on top. You're listening to Boswell Media Sports.
Is your kitchen or laundry room in need of new appliances? Byers Furniture is the proud local retailer of GE appliances for Philadelphia and surrounding areas. Large capacity GE washers make doing laundry fast and easy. Smart GE refrigerators, wall ovens, and ranges make cooking more fun than ever. And never worry again that you left your refrigerator door open or your oven on with Wi-Fi connected smart appliances by GE. And right now, earn up to a $2,000 rebate on select appliance packages by GE, and we will handle all the paperwork for you. Free local delivery and installation, and we'll even haul off your old appliance. Byers Furniture, 319 Bird Avenue in Philadelphia.
Dr. David Henderson is a former Rebel and has been a proud supporter of Leak Academy basketball for many years. He would like to take this opportunity to give the Rebels and Rebelettes a huge shout-out during this basketball season. Dr. Henderson serves Carthage and the surrounding areas. New patients are always welcome, and they will work with you and your schedule to make it easy. Go get them, Rebels! From Dr. David Henderson and his staff, Dr. David Henderson Dental Clinic, Court Square, Carthage.
Boswell Media Sports.
32-23, Leak Academy Lady Rebels back on the floor. And getting ready to start tonight's third quarter, brought to you by Piggly Wiggly. As it is the quarterfinal round of the 5A Girls State Tournament, both teams come out. They're ready to start a minute early, and we will. And Brookhaven going to be working from left to right on your radio in the front court, and Brantley Warren. Again, they're going to work it through Gates. She'll do a reverse pivot, face up, kick it inside out, and back out into the center circle. It goes to Warren. Kick left side. Kips there by Goodson. Threw it away. A steal. Steal by Prince. Prince will run to down the lane, and it's stripped on the way to the rim, but it's out of bounds off of Brookhaven. Let's reset that lineup for you. You've got Prince, Freeney, Warren, Wilcoxon, Jones for the Lady Rebels, Goodson, Moak, along with Ann Brantley, Warren, Robinson, and Lily Gates. They've got a whistle. And a foul is going to be called on a hold on Madison Moak, and that's a big early foul on Brookhaven. That is the third on Moak. It's the first on Brookhaven here in the second half. 7:39 to go here in quarter number three. Pass comes in. Catch up high near the center circle. The catch is there by Freeney. Goes back into the hands of Prince. Prince shockingly scoreless in the first 16 minutes, facilitating everyone else. Here's the triple drive. Stop, pop, shot. Missed by Warren from the left block, but got her own rebound and gets it back out of the hands of Prince. And Prince controls the right hand dribble, guarded out there by Warren. Prince, who was looking inside, nearly moved the left pivot foot. Good, throws it away, maybe sheepishly. Here's a steal. Goodson to the rim. Missed the layup. There to clean it up. Robinson, no good. Got it back again and drew the foul. And so Leak just could not get their hands on that loose ball in transition. The foul is going to be on Miriam Prince, her first. So Prince picks up her first. That's the first on Leak here in the second half. They're inside the third quarter action, brought to you by Piggly Wiggly. Here's a catch at a three, a wide open air ball. Good box out inside by Freeney, and it just goes out of bounds. Well, something that some of the fans saw in front of me that I didn't see has got them whipped into a frenzy. In full throat, they will be very hoarse tomorrow. And I'm sure you know some of the fans that are getting so excited. Here's Prince, bounce into the high post. A whistle and a foul away from the basketball. Going to be, again, a foul and a hold on Madison Moak, and that's her fourth. She is out, and we might not see her until the midway point of the fourth quarter. Reagan Fortenberry, a sophomore, replaces her. And that's a tough way for the senior on what could be her final night as a Cougar. At least if the Lady Rebels have their way. Here's Prince. Left side, it goes Wilcox. Catch there. High post Warren. High low look, looking for Jones. The points it away, picked up on a ricochet at the free throw line by Prince. It was 6.5 to go, third quarter. Here's a drive, a whistle, and a loose ball foul is going to be called on Emery Warren. And so Warren picked up her second personal foul. So we're seeing a lot of action, a lot of holding, grabbing, pushing, happening away from the ball. Every possession becoming so critical. And Leak Academy, who start of the ball game, shooting it so well. It's really cooled off. Great hand getting in, creating a jump ball by Morgan Freeney, and the arrow on the alternating possession is back into the favor of Leak Academy's Lady Rebels. So it'll be Henry Warren. She'll slip it in on a bounce to Prince near the scorer's table. Prince will bring it into the front court, and Prince on a bounce to the high post, Jones. Jones back to the basket, takes the dribble, dribbles it to the top of the key, around the wing. Dribble handoff into the hands of Freeney. Freeney cut off right elbow, backs it out with a right-hand dribble, pulls a crossover in front of her body, now hands it off to Prince. Prince now up high between the rings, guarded by Warren, clearing out traffic with the left hand. She'll drive, kick right corner. Freeney smothered up, good defense by Fortenberry with high hands. Spinning, Freeney attacking, trying to pass it to Jones. It's deflected, and a steal by Fortenberry. Smothering defense by the Lakeview sophomore, who stands about 5'8", 5'9". 32-23. Pass right side. Dumped down low, Gates. There were four navy blue jerseys around her. She was able to unload it back for Warren. Warren. Top of the key. Goes right side. Neither team has scored through almost the full 3 minutes of this second half pass. Left side. Fortenberry off the bench for three, and she carries it. Oh, boy. It's a six-point game, folks. 32-26. Prince driving, Cavalier missing, rebound by the Cougars. They've got it, here they come. It's Warren attacking, kicking. Couldn't get off with three, was Goodson. Back to Lily Gates. Gates going to slow play it, kicking. Fortenberry another three. Got another one. Oh, my goodness. And a whistle and a timeout by Coach Hatch. A 6-0 run. After Madison Polk picks up a couple of fouls away from the basketball, Reagan Fortenberry comes in after not playing the first half, gets back to that threes. It's a one-possession game with 4:47 to go for a quarter. 32-29, Leak on top by three, back in 30 seconds on Boswell Media Sports.
If spending days looking for a top dollar for your timber has left you feeling like you're barking up the wrong tree, then I would listen closely. Welch Forest Products in Union does it better than anyone, and with the least possible damage to your property. Whether it's management, forestry care, pine plantation, thinning, or site prep, the last number you'll dial is 601-774-8200. They buy land with or without timber, too. Call Bo Welch now at Welch Forest Products today. 601-774-8200.
Boswell Media Sports.
A 16-point lead for Leak Academy has dissolved with a 3-point advantage. 32-29 Leak Academy with 4:33 to go here in the quarterfinals of the 5A girls bracket, third quarter. Our Piggly Wiggly third quarter. Here's the three ball sprint away. Missed by Maxie. She had three of those in the first half. Emily Gates boards it, and Brookhaven can cut the one or tie it with a three. It's the closest they have been since it was 7-4, early first quarter. After a Gates bucket, it cut it to three, and then a rebound by Brookhaven after Leak, after falling behind 2-0, had gone on a 7-0 run, dribble drive, scooping layup, a good look, missed by Goodson. Here comes Maxie ahead, pushing, Freeney, back to Maxie for a three, off the front iron, no good. Leak Academy has gone ice cold on the road tonight here in Brookhaven. Pass ahead of the floor, run out layup, and it's an 8-0 run to start this third quarter. 32-31, Leak by one. Hold on to your seats tonight, folks. Buckle up. It could be a very wild ride here over the final three and change of the third and the fourth. Here's Prince, still scoreless tonight. Attacking left elbow, backs it out with a right-hand dribble. Crowd as loud as they've been all night. The student section is electric. And a turnover. Prince drove in the lane, expecting Maxie to throw baseline and flash on the left wing. It's a turnover, and Brookhaven has a chance to take their first lead since it was 2-0. Here's the pass. Almost lost, a poke away by Maxie. Freeney poked over the hands of Prince, 3-on-2. Stole the pass, Jones. Pass inside, Maxie got a layup. Oh, what a big, big turn of events to create the turnover and get a transition bucket. Another turnover. Leak speeds up Brookhaven in their full-court pressure. forces a turnover right in front of Coach Esler in the Brookhaven bench. And so Leica Academy, the basketball back into the hands of their superstar, Miriam Prince. Prince, pass left side, catch there by Maxie. Maxie, guarded by Robinson and sagging pressure. Not a threat to drive the basketball, but Prince is. She'll get it left wing. Up high, Maxie. Maxie and Queenie, everyone looking over the coach's hat to see what they want to do with it. With a dribble, left wing, Maxie. Up high, Prince. Prince driving, split two defenders, left hand layup. Good. So she finally asserts herself. Caps now a little mini 4-0 run. Leica Cannery back up five. The full court pressure smothering. Pass. Great. Another turnover. Prince gets the steal. Prince kicking Maxie a three. Boom! The 3-1 timeout for Cleveland Academy. Another Junction Prince Royal triple. Caps a 7-0 run. After the lead has dwindled to one, Brookhaven strikes the third quarter on an 8-0 run of their own. And this Piggly Wiggly third quarter turns on a dime on a couple of buckets and a three by Maxie. Incredible. 14 now for Grace Maxie. 39-31 with 2:02 to go in the third quarter. We'll take a break back in 30 seconds on Boswell Media Sports.
Westside Body Shop says, let's face it, stuff happens. And when it does, they can take care of damage as small as a chip in your windshield all the way up to full collision services. Insurance claims are always welcome, too. Just be sure your first stop is Westside Body Shop in Philadelphia. They also specialize in truck accessories, including toolboxes, visors, Nerf bars, and winches. They make your ride look cool. Westside Body Shop, just off Beacon Street on Waterview Lane, right behind the Huddle House in Philadelphia.
Boswell Media Sports.
2:02 to go, third quarter. Josh West filling in tonight. Teaming up with Billy Steen back in the studios. Happy to have you along with us wherever you might be listening in. Or listening in online or listening in on your favorite app of Boswell Media Sports. We're happy to have you along for the live tonight. Full court pressure going to be applied by Leica Academy coming out of that full timeout for Coach Ron Kessler. An 8-0 run by Brookhaven to cut it to one. After Leak led by as many as 16, Leak answers like champions do with a 7-0 run of their own. For pressure, Brookhaven barely breaks the press in a 10-second call. A whistle and a reach-in going to be called. It's going to go on Morgan Freeney, and the junior going to pick up her first. Just the third foul on Leak Academy in this second half. Here's Lily Gates. Pass up by Robinson. Robinson inside the bubble, kicks the left side. Here's the Fortenberry three again. That one just off the mark. She had made her first two, but a backside rebound by Goodson. Leak was unable to get it on the long hair of Lily Gates, right of the key. Shot fake, turn, spin, turns left shoulder. Blocked by Jones. Is there a whistle? And let's see. Sounded like there was a whistle on the building. There was not. It was a clean block. Great play, great break by Katie Jones and Leak Academy. So we'll do Warren to inbound for the baseline. Pass comes in, catch right side, three on the way, air ball. Gates gets the rebound. That's going to be a foul underneath. That's going to be on Katie Jones. And so now the sophomore's got four for Leak Academy. Madison Mocha Sr. has four for Brookhaven. And here comes the freshman who has played monster minutes. Marley Myers is in yet again. And she has been a factor tonight. Doesn't really show up on the stat sheet as much as it does her presence inside. Pass down low to catch the shot for that. And a foul drawn. And that one might be on Myers. It is. It's going to be number two on Marley. And that is going to put at the line Abby Grace Robinson. She is second tonight in scoring with Fortenberry with six. Behind Lily Gates, 15 points. Free throw is up and good by Robinson. 39-32, a free throw here. Makes it a two-possession game, and she buries them both. Down to just a minute 24 to go here. It is Piggly Wiggly third quarter. We've had just one Junction Prince Oil three, but that was the eighth of the game for Leak Academy after seven early in the first half. Dribble handoff left side. Here's a three on the way. Short, no good. Missed by Maxwell. Would have been her fifth of the game. Long pass, head of the pass. Go inside. Driving layup. Miss. Good challenge by Princeton. No foul. Robinson missed it. Hotly contested. The other way. Catching a three out of the corner. Good again. Oh, my. Grace Maxey carries her fifth Junction Prince Royal triple. And it's a 42-33 lead. The lead back up to nine. Right where it was at the half. Pass. Fortenberry looking inside for Robinson. Slapped away by Maxey. The junior has been electric. She's got eight of her game-high 17 in this third quarter. And with 41.3 seconds to go in the third, 42-33 the score. Pass to the left block. Catch there. Kick to the left side. Three. Good. Oh, boy. The answer by Reagan Fortenberry. She has been some kind of sharpshooter here in this third quarter, single-handedly keeping Brookhaven in this game. Down to 22 seconds to go in the third. Brookhaven needing a stop. And Leaf looking for a silencer here in this third quarter. It's Freeney. Worked off the ball screen, right wing from Warren. Back it goes, driving. Prince out of pocket hit. Loose ball poked away. Big time collision. And you hope everybody's okay. Maxey kind of got rolled up at the end of the play. All the contact, no foul call. Leaf fans irate. Coach Hatch just throws her arms up in the air going, what do we got to do to get a foul call? 3 seconds left, a whistle, and a touch foul going to be called on Grace Maxey on a blocking foul. So Maxey picks up the second. This has the Leaf crowd wondering, wait a minute. To them, it does not pass the eye test. You can see where it could have been, just officials letting them play, and then a clean block. Here's Gates, the catch, the three, no good. Time expires before Robinson's shot. Would not have counted had it gone, but it misses off the front of the rim. And an exciting three quarters are in the books here at the John R. Gray Gymnasium. So we'll head to the fourth, brought to you by Carthage Veterinary Clinic, with Leak Academy's Lady Rebels on top of the quarters over Brookhaven 22-36. Back in a minute on Foswell Media Sports.
If you want to get the best in sportswear and gear, check out In Sports. In Sports, just off the square in Philadelphia, offers screen printing with personalized jerseys, t-shirts, and fan wear to support your favorite team. In Sports also has customizable vinyl gear for spring sports like baseball and softball, as well as plaques and trophies. Looking for sports equipment? In Sports has that too. In Sports believes in giving the best possible customer service with in-town deliveries. Get ready for this sports season with In Sports, just off the square in Philadelphia.
Shots are now at Premier Medical Clinic in Kosciuszko and Carthage and Trace Urgent Care. An annual seasonal flu vaccine is the best way to reduce the chances that you'll get the seasonal flu and spread it to others. When more people get vaccinated against the flu, less flu can spread through our community. Protect yourself and your family from the flu. No appointment is needed for flu shots. Just walk in and they will see you shortly. Premier Medical Clinic in Kosciuszko and Carthage. And Trace Urgent Care in Kosciuszko.
Boswell Media Sports.
8 minutes left in regulation. Josh West with you here at the John R. Gray Gymnasium. Billy Steen back in the studios tonight for Boswell Media Sports. Leak Lady Rebels saw a 16-point lead, trimmed to one at 32-31. This championship-caliber program answered with a 7-0 run, pushed the lead back up to 7, then back to 9. Then a 3-by-4, Fortenberry cuts it to 6 as we start the fourth. Leak in the front court with Grace Maxey. She's got 5 threes in this game, 5 Prince Oil Junction threes. And she has got a game-high 17 points. Lily Gates, who had 15 in the first half, the lead-all scorers. She was scoreless in that third quarter. And now almost 30 seconds gone by, Leaf continues to possess in the front court with Prince. Leak Academy, wanting to take every trip and make it a good one. Here's Prince driving, cut off. She'll back it back out to the other center circle. Leak shortening this game, limiting the number of possessions of Brookhaven. Prince, a nice crossover. The double team came, the trap came, a tie-up, and Brookhaven's going to create essentially what feels like a turnover on the alternating possession arrow. They're going to get possession here. And Brookhaven's going to have a chance to make it a one-possession game if they hit a three. Got to really tip your cap to the crowd tonight here in Brookhaven. They have been just electric. And the parents and the alums are more nervous. The students have been incredible. Pass inside, the catch, the shot, partially blocked, no foul, and the rebound leak on the backside by Prince. Prince driving up and under, scooping, missing off the window, and drawing a foul. Two free throws coming, and the foul is going to be on Lily Gates, her third. What a difference a half makes, what a difference a quarter makes. That foul just the third on Brookhaven in this second half. Meanwhile, Brookhaven is already in the bonus. Leak has not a foul to get here in this fourth quarter. They got six fouls. Prince puts in the free throw. Free throw number two is up and good as well. So Prince able to ferry her first couple of free throws of the night. Leak 5 of 6, 83% from the free throw line in this ball game. 6:35 to go. Fourth quarter here in our Carthage Seminary Credit fourth quarter. Pass went into the right quarter. Good hands by Leak to poke it away. And so from the near sidelines, it will be Brookhaven inbound. Brookhaven in their home white. Leak in their road navy blue. And the pass comes in quickly, fired in the warning. Back into the right corner. The catch and the three. Partially tipped. Offensive rebound, though. The layup no good. Against the game with it is Abby Grace Robinson. She gets the back and lays it in, and it's back to a six-point game. We've got a 30-second timeout on the floor by Brookhaven. 6:20 to go in the fourth, 44-38, Leak by six, back in 30 seconds on Coswell Media Sports.
Go Leak! Supporting all of our Rebels and Rebelettes this basketball season until the very end. We are so proud of you all and the heart you play with. Good sportsmanship and integrity on and off the court is to be recognized, and we are behind you all the way. Let's go LA! Schedule an appointment with us at 601-656-3366. 601-656-3366. Good luck from Craig and Amy Martin and all the crew at Craig Martin General Dentistry, Philadelphia.
Boswell Media Sports.
So it's 6:20 to go in the ballgame. 44-38, lead by six. Leak will be heading into lead to the floor against. We would expect to see a full court press by Brookhaven. After Leak jumped out to a 22-9 lead at the end of the opening quarter, Leak has been outscored 14-10 in the second, 13-10 in the third. And it will be out of a timeout. Warren inbounds to Prince. Prince races into the front court. A little hesitation dribble. Kicks into the right corner. Franey. Franey on the drive. Dribble handoff Warren. Back into the hands of Prince. Maxey is in the left corner with the game-high 17 points. Jones is in the paint playing with four fouls. Down to 5:55 to go. Prince driving. Kicking right corner. Franey catches. Goes back to Warren. Now to Maxey. She'll fire a three. Off the back iron and miss. The rebound by Reagan Fortenberry. How good is this sophomore been off the bench for Brookhaven? She had three threes, 9 points, fires up a wild miss there, an air ball, and the rebound boarded. The outlet to Freeney to Prince. The lob looking inside, up top for Jones. Slapped away by Gates, trailing the play, caught up and slapped it away on the baseline. Both of those players went high into the air to try to make an acrobatic play. It'll be now Prince lobbing it into Jones, left of the key. Back to Freeney. 5.5 minutes to go in regulation. 44-38. Leak by six. They've led by as many as 16 in the first half. And then saw their lead trimmed all the way down to one. But Leak has only trailed once tonight. That was at 2-0. A whistle and a foul there is going to be a push on Ann Brantley Warren. That's her second and only the fourth on Brookhaven. They still have two fouls to give. And so Leak for the baseline will inbound. It'll be Prince to get it in. Lob comes in left wing. Catch there, Freeney. On a handoff to Maxey. Goes back into the hands of Prince. Prince goes to Jones. Here's the left-hand dribble drive, pulling back to the top of the key. It's Prince. Now back to the center circle. Prince. Right side, Freeney. 4:55 to go. Tied kicking away on Brookhaven. Here's Prince. Little shot fake. Left to right crossover. Drive in the lane. Inside out kick. Freeney at three. Just short off the rim. And a rebound boarded. A long kick by Warren. Kick left to the key.
back between the circles. And now holding it is Gibson. Kick left side. The three, no good. Fortenberry missed you on a wide open look. Pass. Thread the needle, Maxey. Maxey drives inside. Spins it home. Oh, what a finish by Grace Maxey. She's got 19 now, and that lead is back up to 8 at 46-38. Here's a dribble inside and a steal. Sneaking in is Freeney, the kick. Attacking. Freeney goes back into the hands of Prince, and Prince will back it back out with 4:05 to go. Prince loose, driving, and a whistle and a foul called on the floor prior to the shot. To the foul. We'll have again just the fifth on Brookhaven. We'll have Leach Academy inbounding from underneath their bucket. Emma Gates comes in. Robinson comes out. Lily Gates going to get a quick breather. Emily Claire Fields comes in. 4:02 to go here in the ballgame. 46-38, lead by 8. Lee can go back up double figures for the first time in the second half of the bucket right here. Prince, crossover, kicking over to Warren. Now gets it back. And now swings it right side, Grace Maxey. Maxey fouled, grabbed and fouled by Bailey Goodson. A little bit of a frustration foul. And they had one to give with 3:48 to go in the game. Knowing that time is of the essence and knowing that Leak will be very content to play keep away and spread it out into a four-corners offense and make Brookhaven foul. Here's Prince driving, attacking, kicking. Freeney is three. Off the back rim, no good. Loose ball, and it ricochets over to Fortenberry. Fortenberry, long pass, catch ahead, layup, throw, missed by Moat, playing with those four fouls. She's been cold because she's been on the bench for so long. Here's Prince, spinning away from Lily Gates. Now driving the lane, trying to pass it off to Jones. Jones bump, hit hard, no foul call. He's back out to Freeney. A lot of contact there for no whistle. Officials have tried to let him play. Here's Maxey. Back to Prince. Now to Freeney. Down to 3:10 to go, and there's a foul. Foul's going to be on Bailey Goodson, and that's going to put Freeney at the line, shooting 1-1 free throws. So it is at the line. Morgan Freeney, the 5'9 junior. 1-for-2 from the free throw line tonight. Hasn't scored since the opening quarter. The free throw is up and no good. She missed it. But it ricochets right back out to her off a deflection off the hand of Goodson, who was mixing it up for the rebound with Warren. And so Lee gets the reset with 3 minutes to go. Pass goes back again to Freeney. Freeney on a bounce over to Maxey. Now back into the hands of Prince. Prince dribbling. Attacking down the lane, kicking right side. Three ball passed on. Back to Freeney, back to Prince. 2:45 remaining. 46-38, Leak Lady Rebels on top by 8. Prince. The other center circle goes back to Maxey. Mo can't foul. She's got 4 fouls. There's a kick by Goodson. And if Leak Academy can make free throws here, then reality is going to set in quickly on Coach Kessler's Stoopers from Brookhaven, and a timeout for Brookhaven. They do want to talk about it. With 2:34 to go in the ballgame, we've got a timeout on the floor. We'll take a break back in a minute here on Boswell Media Sports.
Dr. Brooke Bobo and his professional team at Carthage Veterinary Clinic appreciate their patients. They treat all animals, large and small, and handle them with top care. Not only do they provide for your sick animals, they groom and board as well. Open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Wednesdays and Saturdays, 7:30 till noon. Like them on Facebook. Carthage Veterinary Clinic, Highway 16, Carthage.
Wendy's only makes one kind of breakfast, your new favorite one. How do we do it? With fresh cracked eggs, oven-baked bacon, and flaky croissants. You know, the things your old breakfast wasn't doing. So toss that old news and its soggy eggs somewhere useful. And get to Wendy's, where the sausage, egg, and Swiss croissant, bacon, egg, and Swiss croissant, and honey butter chicken biscuit are just 2 for $4. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's 2 for $4.
Limited time only. Single item at regular price. Price and participation may vary at U.S. Wendy's.
Boswell Media Sports.
46-38. Leak Academy on top of Brookhaven by 8 in the 5A girls bracket quarterfinals. Here from a John R. Gray Gymnasium in Brookhaven. Leak in the front court, in the bonus. And the pass comes into the backcourt to Miriam Prince. This is the player Brookhaven does not want to foul. They want to get the ball out of Prince's hands into a shooter like Freeney from the free throw line, who is only 1 for 3 tonight. Here's Freeney, and will Brookhaven foul her? They will not. Maxey, back to Prince. To the corner. Jones, back to Prince again with 2:13 left. Probably under 2 minutes, Brookhaven will foul. Prince just weaving in and out through traffic, gives it up, gets it back, running circles around the competition. As again, it's Morgan Freeney that is fouled. And if you're going to foul Freeney in your Brookhaven, I wonder why you didn't do it 25 seconds ago. Of course, as a Leaf fan tonight, you're happy. But as a fan of basketball, you're sitting there going, even as a Leaf fan, you're going, I can't believe Brookhaven didn't foul Freeney, because tonight she struggled. Only made one of her 3 free throws and then missed that front end of the 1-1 the last trip. It was costly. This is a front end of the 1-1 here. That one goes perfect. So Freeney knocks it in, and she's going to try to make this a double-digit lead for the first time in the second half. That's her second free throw perfect as well. So kind of darned if you do, darned if you don't. If you're trying to slow down Leak Academy, 48-38, the first double-digit lead of the second half for Leak. Here's a 3 left side, missed, but a rebound. Gates put it up, no good. Gates has been ice cold in the second half. Another rebound, an offensive rebound. Driving in is Goodson, and she's fouled by Prince. So Prince is going to make Goodson earn it with a minute 46 to go in the fourth quarter. And Leak on top by 10. A win by Leak tonight would be their 32nd of the season in their first matchup of the year with Brookhaven. But a loss for Coach Kessler's ball club would be devastating, because a promising year would end at 33-5 with a loss tonight. Free throw is up and no good. So Goodson misses the free throw, a devastating miss. Second free throw. It's up and good. 1 of 2. It's a 9-point game, and Coach Kessler's got to burn another timeout. Minute 46 to go, fourth quarter. Leak Academy comfortably on top, 48-39. Here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break. Back in 30 seconds at Boswell Media Sports.
Sometimes life gets a little rough, and when it does, Performance Therapy is focused on highly individualized care. Owner Dan Young says no two people respond the same to any form of treatment or intervention. No injury is the same, and no single treatment works across the board. Their therapists help people regain their physical function and mobility. Whether you're recovering from a sports injury, stroke, orthopedic surgery, or you're suffering from chronic neck or back pain, they can help. Performance Therapy, Philadelphia, Carthage, Canton, Brandon, Gluckstadt, McGee, Florence, Raymond, and Pelahatchie.
Boswell Media Sports.
Coming out of the timeout, Leak Academy inbounds to Katie Jones. Jones fouled by Lily Gates. Lily Gates picks up her fifth personal foul. As for the junior, her junior season comes to a bitter end after a 9-point second quarter and a 15-point first half. She finishes half number 2 scoreless and goes to the bench with her Cougars down by 9. Free throw is up and good. And it just feels elementary at this point. At least going to make these free throws and put this game away. They are 5 for 6 to start the fourth quarter from the free throw line. Second free throw rims out, but it's a 10-point lead again for the second time in the last couple of trips. Pass, right side, Fields cranks up a 3. Good. A 3 by Fields. A timeout by Brookhaven. But all Leak's got to do is stay calm and continue to guard, but not foul, and hit their free throws. 49-42, Leak Academy on top by 7 with a minute 36 to go. A lot of basketball left. Anything can happen. Stay with us. Back in 30 seconds on Boswell Media Sports.
Wilcox Funeral Home is family-owned and operated since 1936. They are honored by the trust placed in them by Leak County and the surrounding areas in their time of need. Wilcox is a proud supporter of Leak Academy. Work hard, never give up, and play with all your heart. That's the Leak Academy tradition. Our family serving your family. Wilcox Funeral Home, Carthage.
Boswell Media Sports.
I misspoke a moment ago when I said Heels. It was Felder, the senior, for three. Her first bucket of the ball game. So that kind of came out of left field. It was a must-have three for Brookhaven. Again, the situation right now is odd. Lily Gates, 15 first-half points, is fouled out. Felder, who hadn't had a point all night, hits us a three out of nowhere. All of a sudden, it's only a seven-point game. Still a minute 36 left, but Leaf gives him the double bonus now. Pass coming in the match. He threw her hands. It's a turnover. Brookhaven gets her steal. Leaf needs a stop, and Prince gets a reach-in foul. All of a sudden, a couple free throws here by Ann Brantley Warren, and it's a five-point game. 49-42. So again, you know, in the game of basketball, the first time on the clock, anything can happen. And the free throw is something good by Ann Brantley Warren. It has been a game of runs. Brookhaven's already had an 8-0 run in his first half to cut it to 1 at 32-31. Second free throw missed. Rebound. Robinson. Look how she went over the back of Jones. No call. Did a good job for no contact. Crowd wanted it. It was a close call. The foul, though, on Jones is her pick. She's done. And Brookhaven going back to the line to shoot two more free throws with a chance to make it a four-point game. Katie Jones now has fouled out of the ballgame. So both of the starting five players out. Abby Grace Robinson at the line. And she's got two free throws. Her first one is up and good. 49-44. It's a two-possession game with a minute 29 left. And that changes the complexion now of this game. Second free throw is up and good. Makes them both 49-45. More full-court pressure. Clint caught it. It's tied up. The arrow is with Lucas Battery. So now the possession arrow in favor of Brookhaven, but Lee still has possession of the basketball. 49-45. Lee trying to get it in, and a whistle and a foul called. No, a whistle and a timeout called. Five coach hats. She's still got two remaining. Brookhaven is out of timeouts. Each team in the double bonus. 49-45. Leak now clinging to a four-point lead after a really unthinkable 6-0 run by Brookhaven. We'll take a break back in 30 seconds on Boswell Media Sports.
Before you begin those do-it-yourself projects outside your home or business, be sure you know where your underground utilities are located. Always call before you dig. One easy phone call to 811 can protect you from injury and expense. Plus, it's the law in Mississippi. Make the call and avoid serious or fatal injury. For more electrical safety tips, contact Central Electric Power Association. Serving you since 1937. An equal opportunity provider and employer.
Boswell Media Sports.
Two teams with a combined 64 wins and only seven losses thought they would meet a couple of weeks ago in the state finals. Instead, they are meeting in the corners and they're wanting to play it down to the wire. I told you one team was going to leave bitterly disappointed after tonight. Leak is trying to make sure it's not them. Long pass into the hands of Freeney. Freeney breaks the pressure to the front court. She's quickly fouled by Bailey Goodson. And so Freeney will go to the line to shoot double bonus free throws. Both teams in the double bonus. The foul on Goodson, her third. And these are absolutely huge free throws. Listen to this crowd. Free throw number one is up. Then it goes around the rim tightly three times and in. So Freeney, after a 1-for-3 start on her stripe, has made three in a row. She's got 7 points, and she makes them both. The lead is back to 6, 51-45. Minute 23 to go on the nail-biter. Now all of a sudden, driving, spinning to the rim. Shot blocked by Clint. Clint shots it out of there as Ann Brantley Warren was trying to spin her way to the rim for a scooping layup off the glass. And before it could even almost get out of her hands, Prince swats it out of bounds on the baseline. Pass comes in. The catch near the corner. Here is Robinson. Puts on the floor. Driving on Myers. Myers doing a good job of slider feet. Pass inside. They're going to get Maxie for a reach in. Trying to slap it out of the hands of Bailey Goodson. with 1:08 left. So this is going to be a nail-biter finish here at the John R. Gray Gymnasium here in this Carthage Veterinary Clinic fourth quarter. We'll talk to Coach Knapp in our Wendy's postgame show coming up when this one is done. Here's the free throw up and no good. It looks a little strong out of her hands than it was. She's now started 1-for-3 for the free throw line tonight. 3 points there. Second free throw, missed them both. Rebound Robinson, put it up, no good, but she draws the foul. Talk about a player that is tough to keep off the glass, and that is Abby Grace Robinson. So Robinson will go to the line to shoot two. So Robinson, free throw, no good. Three misses in a row by Brookhaven. They have missed 5 of their 9 free throws in this fourth quarter. Have the Cougars of Brookhaven Academy in a 6-point game. Second free throw, missed them both. Great box shot. Freeney and Robinson picks up the foul, a loose ball foul. That's going to put Freeney back on the line on the other end. Freeney boxed out the shooter, and Robinson never moved her feet to try to go around her. She just tried to reach over at the nail and picks up the foul. What a wild last 90 seconds of basketball on the scoreboard. Free throw by Freeney, good. Make it 5 in a row here in the fourth quarter by Morgan Freeney. It's like missing the front of the 1-1 a couple of minutes ago woke her up. Second free throw, good as well. The lead is ballooned back to 8, 53-45. With 1 minute to go, Brookhaven seeing another 3. Leak wants to guard well, but not foul. 3, Felder almost banked it in. Rebound, ricochets into the hands of Prince. Prince foul, caught from behind. And with 54.2 seconds left, it's looking more and more like Leak Academy. And certainly if they can push it to double figures, can get out of here and escape with a win. Now, the crowd here at Brookhaven, they have not given up yet. Nobody headed for the exits tonight as the free throw is up and good. Prince, 5 points, but 3 of those 5 coming on a 3-for-3 display for the free throw line in this fourth quarter. Second free throw coming up for Prince. Takes a couple of dribbles. Hit to the knee, flick of the wrist. Missed it for the rebound Felder. Lead is back tonight. It's where it was at the half. Long pass. Robinson, great catch over the freshman. Missed the layup. Loose ball. Keeping it alive. Capped out to Felder, no good. Again, a battle for it. And legs tangling, bodies falling to the floor. Robinson shaking up. And a little gimpy as she gets up. She has a left knee that is heavily braced. It was off of Lee. It'll be Goodson to inbound. Pass comes in to Warren. Warren left wing, down to 35 seconds left. Felder, 3 out of the left corner. Air ball, rebound. Fortenberry gets it. She'll jack up a 3, no good. And a rebound by Maxie Fowles with 26.6 seconds left. Leak Academy are a couple of free throws away from taking their largest lead of the second half and look like they're closing in on a 30-second win. And I'm looking for the first fans heading to the exits, and there it is. You've got some Brookhaven fans now that are making their way to beat the traffic. Free throw is up and no good by Maxie. I'm pulling for Maxie here to put this one in because Maxie with a game-high 19 unofficially on my score sheet. A free throw here would give her 20 by my tally. And it's up and no good. Missed them both. A little side spin, and it didn't fall through. Here comes Robinson attacking, bumped and fouled by Marley Myers. That's Myers' third. And Robinson will go to the line. So Robinson will get the free throws. Crowd doesn't like the call, but that's just because a lot of the fans don't understand basketball. If there's contact and you're moving and your feet aren't set, that's going to go to the offense every time. And Robinson misses the free throw. Another great break for Leaf Academy. So second free throw coming up. With just under 21 ticks to go, Leak Academy is going to punch their ticket into the semifinals to take on Central Hines Friday right back here in this building at 1 o'clock. As another miss and a rebound by Freeman with 18.7 seconds left. The misses have been catastrophic in this fourth quarter for Brookhaven. They will be able to look back and wonder what could have been as they have shot 4 for 11 from the free throw line in this fourth quarter and trail by only 9. The Leak Academy, you fully expect Freeman to step up and take care of business here. The free throw is up and no good. Of course, she missed. After making 6 in a row and 6 of 7 in the fourth quarter, and 7 of 9, now 7 of 10 for the game after that miss. 3 in a row miss on the free throw line for Lee. Both teams just kind of running out of gas. That free throw goes in, though. Freeney with 11 points, double-figure night for her. Lead is at 10, 55-45. Here's the drive, stumbling and doubling. And a turnover for Emily Claire Felder. Down to 11.1 seconds to go as the Leak Academy Lady Rebels going to come on the road tonight and get it done. Final seconds ticking away. Lady Rebels fans rise to their feet. 2 seconds, one. There's the horn. Leak Academy advances to the semifinals Friday at 1 o'clock against the South number one in Central Hines. And the tears are flowing for Brookhaven, the host school. Again, they were hosting, thinking they were going to be playing for state, perhaps against Leak a couple of days from now. And instead, their season comes to a premature end. And after the heartbreaking loss in the championship game of the last round for Leak Academy, they get their bounce-back win in a big way. And on a night where Miriam Prince, the junior, hits only one field goal and finishes with 5 points, she was the facilitator. She was the energizer tonight as Leak Academy gets it done again by a final of 55-45. We'll take a break. Back and we'll start the Wendy's postgame show right after this. You're listening to Boswell Media Sports.
State championship number 21.
Junction and Prince Oil, the fuel of champions. As you travel to the game, shop and fuel up with those who share your passion for community and Leak Academy Rebel basketball.
Nothing but net, Junction 3.
For over 60 years, Junction and Prince Oil has been fueling Central Mississippi and champions like the Leak Academy Rebels. Drive like a champion with locations in Carthage, Philadelphia, Oxford, Newton, Scuba, Ridgeland, Louisville, and Union.
Put some Junction in your next function with their catering.
Nothing but net, Junction 3.
Junction and Prince Oil, the fuel of champions.
County. If you're looking for a trusted veterinarian, check out Central Mississippi Animal Clinic, a full-service animal hospital that provides emergency services as well as routine medical, surgical, dental, and grooming. Central Mississippi Animal Clinic will give your pets the care they deserve. Central Mississippi Animal Clinic, 900 Highway 35 South, Carthage, 601-267-4573, or on the web at cmacvets.com.
Looking for a great work environment, great benefits, great coworkers, and low patient-to-nurse ratio? Join the Baptist League team, now hiring RN positions for night shift. Visit BaptistOnline.org to apply now. Baptist League, making your health care our number one priority.
What can you expect from Morse Pharmacy when you choose them? How about all of this? Free medicine flavoring. No more yucky medicines.
Ew!
Or the shortest wait times ever. Morse Pharmacy definitely has the best prices and two lanes to serve you better in their drive-thru area. Morse Pharmacy features prescription transfers that are fast and easy and can fill all your scripts at the same time with their MedSync program. Nobody likes to be on hold, especially when you're already not feeling well, which is why at Morse Pharmacy, they always speak to you directly without those recorded answering services. Family owned and operated. Morse Pharmacy in Carthage, Walnut Grove, Sebastopol, and Alena.
Boswell Media Sports.
So we're back here with you at Brookhaven Academy as a capacity standing room only crowd files out of the John R. Gray Gymnasium and what could have very well been a Saturday afternoon 5A girls championship bracket final. Ended up being a quarterfinal thriller, and it was a back and forth between these two teams as Leak Academy, they escape with a 55-45 win. 11 of the 13 fourth quarter points for the Lady Rebels came from the free throw line. It was fueled by Morgan Freeney. Freeney in that fourth quarter finishes 7 of 9 down the stretch with a strike. She finished in double figures with 11. Emery Warren had all 12 of her points in the first quarter. And Grace Maxey finishes with 10 of her 19 in the second half as three players in double figures pacing the way for the Lady Rebels to their 32nd win of the season. So they march on. They play at 1 o'clock. That will be 1 o'clock coming up on Friday. And they'll take on the South number 1 in Central Pines. You're inside the Wendy's postgame show as we're looking forward to hopefully catch up with Coach Hatch here in just a few minutes. We hope to hear from some of the players, or a player as well, here in this postgame show. But as the crowd for Lake Academy, they're hanging around a little bit and celebrating. We want to stay with you here and recap the ball game for you. Lake Academy fell behind 2-0 early. Little did we know at that point that would be the only only lead for Brookhaven in the ballgame. Lake Academy would take the lead at 4-2, then get their first three of the ballgame, the cap at 7-0-1, go up 7-2, and then race out to a 13-point lead at the end of the first quarter, 22-9, on the strength of 5 threes by 4 different players. Freeney hit 1, Warren hit 2, so that was 6 of her 12. Wilcox hit a 3, and Maxey hit the first of her 5 threes in that first quarter. The lead would grow to 16. At one point in that first half, but then it was trimmed down. It was cut down. Half of that was taken away almost, and it was a 32-23 for Lake Academy at the break. Brookhaven would come out of the second half. Quickly, Madison Moak would pick up a couple of fouls. Reagan Fortenberry, the sophomore, would come off the bench. Her back-to-back threes would cut it to a three-point game at 32-29. Coach Hatch burned a timeout. Then another bucket cut it to 1 at 32-31. What does Lake do? They responded like a champion. They did not surrender the lead. Instead, it was a timeout, and Freeney comes out, gets a steal, led to a fast break, led to a layup. Then that would push Lake Academy to a 7-0 run, push the lead back to 8 at 39-31. Lake would get that lead multiple occasions down the stretch to 10. In fact, just over 2 minutes ago, it was a 10-point lead, and you thought this game was over. Not so fast. It would be Brookhaven putting on a 6-0 run of their own, cutting it to 4, and then Lake Academy would steady things at the free throw line. Morgan Freeney, in particular, would steady things at the free throw line. She would hit, again, 7 of her 9 free throws in the fourth quarter. Miriam Prince would hit 3 of her 4 free throws in the fourth quarter. All in all, when it was all said and done, it was a 10-for-15 fourth quarter from the stripe, 67%, and that was enough to get it done, especially when Brookhaven could only muster 4 of 11 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter of play. But again here, final 55-45, Lake Academy wins it. We'll take a break. We're hoping to catch up with Coach Amanda Hatch here in the Wendy's postgame show. We'll look at the stats of the ballgame. We'll pick a player of the game tonight and more as we wrap it up here tonight as we're sending the Lady Rebels of Lake on to the semis Friday at 1 against Central Hines with 32 wins in their back pocket. Back after this, you're listening to Lady Rebels Basketball here on Boswell Media Sports.
South Group Cox Agency has the best lines of coverage for your home, business, and auto, also leading the way in protecting the very essence of who you are. This time of year, identity theft is on the rise. More than 8 million households will be hit in some way this season. South Group Cox Agency prevents hackers from destroying your life with credit monitoring and data protection, even expense reimbursement to cover costs incurred while reclaiming your identity. Get peace of mind now with South Group Cox Agency, Main Street, Carthage.
T&K Farms Woodmiser is Mississippi's Woodmiser sawmill equipment dealership. T&K Farms Woodmiser sells the complete Woodmiser equipment line from small personal sawmills to the industrial equipment lineup. T&K Farms stocks parts and has experienced factory-trained service technicians with both in-shop and mobile service available. See T&K Farms Woodmiser to start your sawmill business today. Credit cards are accepted for all services. Like them on Facebook. T&K Farms Woodmiser, just off Highway 25 at 1128 Liberty Road, Louisville, 662-803-4332.
What's stopping you from shopping local?
It's hard to tell what's actually local and what's just called local.
At Piggly Wiggly in Carthage, local means right here in Carthage.
Here at Piggly Wiggly, local and freshness are two very important words. Freshness means a lot in your kitchen, and local means a lot to our community.
Supporting local because we are local.
Piggly Wiggly, with a convenient location just off Highway 16 in the heart of Carthage.
Shop local from your friends at Piggly Wiggly in Carthage.
Is your home in need of a facelift? Byers Furniture in downtown Philadelphia is your one-stop shop for all your home needs. Mattresses by Ashley, Sealy, and Tempur-Pedic. Kitchen and laundry appliances by GE. Living room, bedroom, and dining room by Ashley, Riverside, and Universal. And don't forget the famous Made in America Lazy Boy recliners in stock and ready to deliver from Byers Furniture. Byers Furniture has all the big city name brands, but with small-town prices and personal customer service we've provided you since 1953. Come in today and let us show you all we have to offer at 319 Bird Avenue in Philadelphia.
Boswell Media Sports.
So we're back inside our Wendy's postgame show tonight here from Brookhaven. Leak Academy victorious to move to 32-3 on the year. They knock off Brookhaven 55-45. Brookhaven, one of the favorites to capture a 5A girls title this year. And their season ends with 33 wins and just 5 losses for a program that had captured 13 state titles and 3 overall championships. Leak Academy, they keep their hopes alive for a 22nd title and a 7th overall here in this 2021-2022 season. As we hope to get Coach Hatch up here for just a brief word, again, you hope she doesn't forget about the old fill-in tonight as Josh West filling in for Philip Palmer Tree and Brett Riley and the gang of Boswell Media Sports. But he's staying back in the studio tonight for the thriller that was. Let's take you through some of the scoring of the ballgame tonight before we sign off and hope to get Coach Hatch up here. Miriam Prince finished with 5 points, but a 3-for-4 fourth quarter for the free throw line. Morgan Freeney finished the ball game with 11, one of 3 players in double figures. She was 7-of-9 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter and finished in the ball game 8-for-11 from the stripe. Emery Warren, she got off or helped the Lady Rebels get off of the hot start they were looking for tonight. They had a 13-point lead at the end of one. She had a dozen of those 22 points in that first quarter, and she also hit a couple of threes in the ballgame tonight. Wilcox finished with 5. It was a 3-point game for Katie Jones. 19 for Grace Maxey, including 5 threes in the ballgame for the Lady Rebels. Lily Gates, she had 15 at the half to lead all scorers. She finishes with 15. Reagan Fortenberry had all 9 of her points on 3 threes in the third. She kept Brookhaven basically single-handedly in the ballgame. Abby Grace Robinson with Gates out. She finished with a dozen. And Brantley Warren with a couple of points. And Bailey Goodson with 3 points in the ballgame here tonight. So when you look at a player of the game tonight, Miriam Prince certainly in the running as she always is, but it can't look past those 19 big points from Grace Maxey as the Lady Rebels get the win and move to 32-3 on the year. Well, at the way that game played out, I'm looking for Coach Hatch, and I can't blame her for forgetting about me. It was stressful. It was intense. And no doubt you'll hear from her later on in the week along the Boswell platforms as well as on the broadcast coming up Friday again, 1 o'clock against Central Hines in the semifinals. For Billy Steen back in the studios, I'm Josh West. Again, we were hopeful to get Coach Hatch. I talked to her before the ball game, but again, she's celebrating with her team and trying to recover after that thrilling 55-45 win that was much closer than the final score. For Melissa Townsend and for the entire crew at Boswell Media, thanks to Brack and the gang and Philip and Billy and everyone back there, all of my friends, for the opportunity to jump in tonight and to bring you this exciting ball game. As it was a treat, and I certainly wish Leak Academy the best of luck moving forward over the weekend as they look to capture their 22nd title. Until then, final score one more time, Leak 55, Brookhaven 45. You've been listening to Lady Rebel Basketball on Boswell Media Sports.